says.
Oh, Dyson, you got a work late.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime. I'm gonna take 2 weeks, gonna have a vacation. I'm gonna take my problem to the United Nations. Well, I called my congressman and he said, whoa,
I'd like to help you, son, but you're too young to vote.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm gonna do, but there ain't no cure for the summertime.
And we are back live at PFRN with the Ron Amatron Show. Go ahead, guys.
Hey, everybody. We're here. So let's take away energies that are transmitted to you by the Ashtar command. So here we go. Remember, if they're not going to, if they're in a positive reference, you know, they won't be taken away from you, which would be of light. So anything else would be judgment energies as they connect to you. If you feel your body changing or shifting, you know that you have something attached to you that should not be there. Here we go, Ashtar command. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And just see how your body is responding to this clearing here. And next we'll do another one, which is the Great White Brotherhood. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Again, sample your body. Your body will tell you if it's under attack or not, just by the way it's feeling right now. If it's getting lighter and freer feeling, that means that you had something attached to you. Next, we're going to do the Pleiadians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, this is a heavy one. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Next we do the grays. So the grays everybody has heard about. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Still a little heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And next we're going to do the Arcturians. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Not too bad. Not compared to the Pleiadians here. And we're going to do the Syrians. Okay. 1, 2, this feels very heavy. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll do the Orions here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so these are basic races that we have heard about. There's probably a lot more of them. There's one more, the Andromedans. Let's get rid of those. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. How about the Martians? Let's just see if they have any energy here. 1, 2, 3, I can see that in my solar plexus, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So what we have on the website, it's a clearing that may help all of you out there. It does cost a little bit of money. It's $50. And this clearing is for the 2012 abduction barcodes that are placed on you because you are seeking information about what's going to happen at the end of 2012 in December. So all of these races, the ones that we talked about just now and probably many other ones, are connecting to you and would like to take you off planet, like I've mentioned before on different talks that I've had at expos and things. You know, the Mayans' spiritual practices was to march people up the pyramids and to chop their head off and pull out their heart and do awful things like this here. And they can copy and paste their timeline into that timeline, I think, on December 21st. Remember, they started the process about maybe the calendar not being here. And whether that's true or not makes no difference, but they did start the buzz of what's going to happen here. So if you don't want to have their spiritual practices done to you as they worship some alien sun god out there, then you may want to do that clearing. So what I'm going to do for everybody is take away the energy of the Mayans, just like we did earlier here. Remember, this is an alien race. May not be called Mayans. Maybe called something else, but down here we know that group as Mayans. So here we go. Remember, they're always controlled by something outside of here. All the races on this planet are controlled by other alien races. So here we go. The Mayans, get those energies off of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, Well, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, it's pretty heavy, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I got to keep on going here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do the Egyptian. A lot of people are looking for the Egyptian energies now, visiting the pyramids, trying to figure out what they did, how they were trying to do their ascension to have longevity. That's why they, in theory, built the pyramids. Whether they built them or not, it's hard to say, but we'll just assume that that's correct. And here we go, the life, you know, after death process of what they were trying to discover to get off this planet. So here we go, Egyptian energies. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, boy, my stomach is turning. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, okay. I don't know what other group to do here. Let's see here. Well, we'll see if anybody else has some comments. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Wow, that was really wonderful. Someone is making the comment that they're yawning a lot, and I, you know, that also happens to me. I think you're just releasing things from your body. Is that correct, Ron?
Yes, that is correct, yeah.
And the other thing I find, I don't want to get us too off the, you know, ET or UFO track that we're on tonight, but I do find that I yawn when I'm courted by other people. As soon as I start yawning, like in the middle of the day or the early evening, and I know I'm not actually physically tired, but something's draining my energy, it's usually courting. So I think that's a good sign that, you know, either something's wrong or you're releasing something. Okay, now, let's see, what else? Oh, people, we're mentioning again that we're in our second hour, so please go to TalkStream Live and vote. You scroll down from the fast chat. The second to last item on the screen will be TalkStream Live. Click on that.
Above then, the Eagles.
Right, right above the Eagles, which are, that's a great picture. It's worth going down there just to look at that wonderful picture of the eagle and his nest. But click on TalkStream Live, then you'll see on the list, I think we're number 6 now. Click on Ron Amatron, rather the green bar to the right of Ron's name. That will bring you to a second page. It will say Project Freedom Radio. Click on the green bar there, and that will be your vote. And then it'll be bring you right back to our fast chat. And you only want to do that once an hour, but please do vote, everybody, because the higher we get up there, the more people that are hearing us.
So let's do a natal chart clearing here. Let's do take the moon energy out, people.
Oh, good.
So here we go. Remember, your natal chart has the different planets in it, and the moon is definitely on one of those. That's how you're being mainly controlled here, too. So we'll take away that moon energy. And here we go. I'll just take it away without counting. There, it's gone. So see how your body's feeling now. It should feel a little less pressure. I'll do it again here in case you wanted to feel it a little stronger. So here we go. There, it's gone. And we'll take away Pluto. Here we go. That one's gone. And let's do Saturn. And that one's gone. And let's see what else we can do here.
Someone mentioned the Mayan calendar, which I think does get into people's minds a lot. Could we release that, Ron?
Yes. Okay, here we go. So I'll just count to five to do so. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I'll do a healing here. Let's do a chakra alignment for everybody. So go to your heart center and reposition that. There we go. And now we're going to your throat chakra. Okay, good. And now we're going to third eye. Okay, and that's fine. Now we're going to go to power chakra, beneath the heart. And that's in alignment now. And second chakra, that feels good. And now we're going down to first chakra. There we go. And now I'm going to put them into better alignment. So we're going to do an opening for everybody. Here we go. So heart chakra, I'll use the word spin to increase the energy. You're going to feel it actually probably enhance your body with more energy. So heart chakra, spin, 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 open. And throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. We don't work with the crown because the crown should be closed off all the time for you. You don't want aliens to connect to you. And go down now to your power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, so let's do another clearing here. Let's take away some anxiety from people. If you have any anxiety, we'll do an anxiety clearing. And here we go. Think of your anxiety that you're dealing with. And release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, releasing anxiety from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll do one for, let's do one for self-sabotage. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, think of a situation. And again, self-sabotage energy is being released. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. And I'll do another clearing here. Let's work with the alien energies here that are connected to you. But let's take away the energetic cordings from the aliens. Remember, there's thousands of them out there, just the ones that we worked with earlier or just, drop in the bucket because we only know their names. And what's controlling them? You may not have ever heard their names. So and they're controlling you also. So let's work with an energy that's connected to your ears. So here we go. Ear energies, alien cordings, connections to you, releasing that. I'll count to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, Ann, I'll just turn it back over to you again. If we have any comments on these healings or anybody would like to call in, you can do so if you like. So here we go. Back to you, Ann.
Hi, Ron. Oh, thank you so much. That was wonderful. We were just having some comments about voting, self-sabotage. Oh, someone was saying that self-sabotage clearing was very helpful, that that was something they were experiencing a lot today. Again, if everyone could please vote. Someone else is commenting here, did you see the Avengers, which I mentioned earlier, and it's really relevant to what you're – I don't think you've seen it yet, Ron, but it's about an alien invasion.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be seeing that. I saw it at the movie theater, you know, as far as, you know, the outside pictures of it. So let's do a clearing here. Toward aliens, let's see what we can do here. I'm trying to pull something out of the hat. Let's do one that works with our speech patterns. Okay. Oops, I think we had a beep. Is there a caller online?
Hello.
Yes, hi, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron. Hi, Ann.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question about the Mayans, that when you kill someone, and this is in regard to different religions, too, and their concepts, that when you kill someone, our animals, isn't that, doesn't that give you more sins instead of taking sins away from you?
Well, in the light, it's not judgment. So, for one thing, that really wouldn't pertain. As far as your belief system that you have from your ancestors, that's where you pick up all these judgments. So, you know, it all depends what your ancestors believe. It doesn't matter what you believe in this lifetime. It's what they believe and what the aliens are programming into you. You know, if you do eat, whatever you eat, you're going to be taking on their DNA. And so their DNA is what you're going to be putting into your body. That's why I don't eat any seafood. I don't want to get any of those critters, especially the, you know, if you have sushi, if you're a sushi fan, then you're eating alien DNA. You're, you know, if you're eating the squid and the octopus and, you know, I don't think you can eat jellyfish, but, you know, there are things that you don't want, probably one of them. But yeah, whatever people eat here, you are bringing into yourself what that particular energy is, and it will come into your body. But as far as
they've been genetically modified, like cloning from a cloning dish.
I can't answer that one. All I know is that these alien life forms are here physically, and then we have the our call that we have on Sundays now, starting this Saturday. We have 28 hours of healing, and we'll be taking away alien parasitic life forms. And that's also on the website. If you wish to do that, it's $30 for the month, and you can go there and get rid of these alien parasitic life forms that are inhabiting your body. That may sound kind of strange to the first-time listener, but remember how strange it would sound if people talked about a Petri dish and looking at what's in there under a microscope. You know, that would become real today, and you'd say, oh, yeah, that happens, but there's really... I'm sure they do have technologies that we don't know about here that you can find these alien critters. The movies talk about them, and they pop out of your skin and stuff, but, you know, those are real. And whatever you see in sci-fi is basically real anyway. They're just getting the scripts from the aliens to tell you what's happening to you so you have a way to get maybe more terrified and horrified by what's going down the pipe, coming down the pike here, and... that's what they're doing to you. So, but it is real so that you're able to accept it when it finally comes your way. And that's why the soldiers are out there fighting the aliens now to keep them coming into our timeline where we all live here. So thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Larry.
Okay.
So let's do a clearing here for an alien energy. And most common one that's inside of us, remember we are a host, is the octopus energy. And the octopus energies are invisible, but they are living here on this planet. And They are a great disguiser. They can go anywhere and kind of disguise themselves. So much like a shapeshifter. So we're going to take off the octopus energies from around your neck. I'll just count to 8 to get rid of each tentacle. Here we go. This will just be one of them. You could have 100 of them. This is just one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, you might feel your neck changing slightly. And we'll get rid of the poison. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And dead carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So there we go. And just see how you are feeling now. We'll work with the snake energies. These go around your intestines a lot of times. And the octopus also wraps itself around your rib cage. They kind of like the bones, and maybe they like to move your body in different directions too. But here comes the snake energies out of you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, on the website we have a clearing for the alien poisons and waste products and carcasses too. If you're interested in going to the website and having a clearing there for that. So back to you, Ann.
Thank you, Ron. Someone has a problem with a physical issue of ringing in the ears. Could apparently that's something that a lot of people suffer from. Maybe we could do a clearing for that.
Yeah, we'll see if it's alien-related. So let's take away alien energies here. Again, ears. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's do something with sinuses. Remember, our sinuses are also connected, and we have a lot of lymph fluid there and stuff. So let's get rid of the sinus energy that could be connected to the aliens, bringing into you a program to maybe give you infection. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, boy, that's a rough one. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'm going to work with lungs now, alien critters in your lungs. So if you cough up a fur ball, we'll say that's perfectly normal. Here we go. 1, 2, that's only cat-related, you know, a cat show. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, that's heavy. Ugh. If you have any mucus coming or your nose is running, eyes are watering, that's perfectly normal. So your body will have a reaction as it gets into wellness. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And implants in teeth. So here we go, everybody. So check out your teeth. See how your teeth are feeling right now. You don't have to wiggle them or anything, but just kind of sense the energy of your teeth. Here we go. Teeth. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. And let's do something let's do cancer. Do you have any cancer cells maybe on your skin? Let's do that here. Here we go. So this is probably induced by the aliens working through the sun. Remember that they can use the energies just like they do with TV and radio stuff. They can come across and imprint onto that carrier wave. So much like the rays of the sun, they can imprint things in there to cause you harm. So let's see if we can get rid of some of this energy from you. So this might be causing your skin cancer if you have any, or just having a problem with skin with sun radiation. So we'll just see. We'll take this away to see if your skin feels better. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Boy, 9 and 10. And I'll use the word stronger here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. And let's see, what else could aliens be doing to you? They could be working with your speech patterns. We'll take that away. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And how about implants that could be in your nose? So let's work on the left nostril first and see how that's feeling for you. Taking this one out here. Not everybody has this one, but there are some people listening who do. There, that one is released. And do the one on your right nostril. This would be your right. Okay. And this one's going to come out. A lot more is in there here. There we go. And we'll take an implant. There's quite a few here that I'm seeing that are attached to your navel. Okay, you can't see them. Remember, your umbilical cord is attached there. So let's take off. I'm picking up 8 of them right now for probably most people. So first implant being taken away. Here we go. Coming off. There. Wasn't too hard. Next one here. This one's rougher. Okay, there we go. And number 3, coming off. Okay, number 4. Okay, number 5. Number 6. Okay, number 7. And number 8. Okay, there we go. So, Anne, I'll turn it back over to you again.
Thank you, Ron. A couple of people have made comments. I think we actually covered this on the last show, but it was a wonderful clearing. Some people have trouble sleeping. Either they're woken up during the night or they're having bad dreams. Or they perhaps go to sleep and wake up and they don't feel rested and refreshed. So maybe we could do some kind of clearing. Perhaps that's it's probably an attack. So perhaps we could clear that for everybody, do a sample of that.
Sure. So let's take away a timeline then that's attached to your dreams that you had last night. Remember, we have a timeline crashing on the website, And if you do have a dream, you want to get on that to get rid of all the multiple timelines that you're experiencing the dream on, because remember, that's just strictly a bleed through into this particular timeline that you're living on. But you could be on 500 timelines with that same dream, and they're getting mileage out of it because they can do that very easily. Because they're in control of time, and they're in control of your parallel lives, which are timelines that you are living on. So think of a dream that you've had maybe last night or, you know, during the last week. I'm going to do some timeline crashing. And again, I have to count to 10. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3. Oh boy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feeling much better. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's look at a situation that you have had on a timeline, and maybe you lost something. So this is homework for everybody here. So what I want you to do is, if we can bring back something that you lost on a timeline. So we're going to think of what you misplaced, what you lost, and we're going to crash that timeline. Remember, you have to think of this yourself, of what timeline it is. Maybe for some reason, you know, you misplaced $20, or maybe even a ring, you know, and it's out there on a timeline someplace. It does exist. So by crashing the timeline, we're going to bring that back to you. And it may appear on your finger when you wake up the next morning. It might be somewhere else. Maybe you might find an extra $20 in your wallet. Who knows? But here we go. Think of something that you misplaced or, you know, just mysteriously vanished on you. Here we go. 1, 2, doing a timeline crash for this here. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you feel your body changing a little bit or physically moving slightly, rocking, that's because we're taking you out of those timelines, and maybe you're going to bring it back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4. Boy, it should come back to you, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, we'll see what happens. Check tomorrow, the day after. Maybe it'll all of a sudden appear. Let's do a sample here. And this we did, we had a conference call today, just before this program. And this is where we get rid of the replicas of you that are attached to your emotions. So the replicas are created because you have emotions, and these emotions are what the aliens tap into to make replicas, because they need to have your energy. So they tap into your emotional situations and also physical pain. So what we're going to do now, if you have any plants around, we're going to take out the replicas of them and take away this artificial intelligence that the aliens created for you, and we'll make it into a real plant. And also, we could do your dog or cat or bird or fish if you want to do that also. But you have to decide what you want. Most people have plants around in their house. Or if you don't have anything live, it doesn't matter. If it's in a vase, it'll still work. It probably will not make artificial plants look better, but it could. But here we go. So you need to think of something, look at it, watch it. So just watch it. It may shift, may move before your eyes, might even change colors. Here we go. And if you have a dog or cat, definitely watch them. And they're going to have all kinds of life force energy after they come back here. So here we go. This is a replica removal. Cloned replicas being released. So, and I'll probably count to about 200 to release each one of them. Each time I count a number, watch it, and it may jerk or twist or move or something. Like I said, the hair color could even be changed. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9, 10, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. And watch the physical appearance change. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 110. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 200 clone energy being released. And now we're going to make it real, put in source energy into it the way it's supposed to be, bringing it back here. I'll count to five and watch it. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. So I'll turn it back over to you, Ann.
Wow, Ron, thank you again so much. I had a request during the week for another physical thing that perhaps we could clear, which is color blindness, which a lot of people suffer from that. I think it mostly affects men, as I understand it, but it's kind of an upsetting thing for a lot of people, and I don't know why we have that, but perhaps we could do a clearing of that for people.
I don't know if I can correct that or not, but here we go. We'll just see if that can be changed somewhat here. Here we go. I'll count to 10. And remember, there's many things that give you these problems, so it's all past life stuff. Just working on this lifetime, this, you know, it is sometimes almost impossible to heal. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's much easier to work with something that's inside of your body because your mind has already imprinted you that you can't see colors. And because of that, the mind energy from all your past lives also are putting you inside of that box of not seeing colors too. So it's probably passed on genetically to you.
Is that something that perhaps you could clear through doing the mental body clearing?
To be honest, I think you'd probably have to do probably about 20 different clearings to even come close to it.
Okay.
And you'd probably want to start with seven generational clearings. I'm assuming that the people already had their whole life of emotional clearing. That's what you start off with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have that, you may want to do the special clearing for color blindness and do all the generations on that. And then from there, kind of see where you are. But that's one of those situations that's more difficult to have corrected. So back to you, Ann.
Well, thank you so much. And a while back, someone brought up the orb clearing, and perhaps you could explain a little bit about what the orbs are, because that's an interesting story, how somebody I know came to you for healing and kind of brought that to your attention. And then perhaps you could do a clearing of that for us, a sample.
Yeah, the orbs are the scouts for the jellyfish that sit on top of your head. These are alien energies. And there's different colors of orbs, so we have that on the website in Orb Clearing. And you're able to get rid of these energies that are kind of like connecting to you energetically. So let's do a blue orb. You may only see these physically as maybe a white circle, but here's the blue orb energy being released from you. So one, two, three, four, and five. We'll do a green orb. Here we go. These are alien life forms that are causing you harm. One, two, three, four, and five. We'll do a pink orb. One, to see how your body's feeling. Two, three, four, and five. A gray orb. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do purple. One, two, three, four, and five. And white. One, two, three, four, and five. Just kind of see how you're feeling. And you may have actually sensed a change. Remember, they attach to your body. And then from there, the energies of the orbs work with the jellyfish, and that's how they connect to your body. So the jellyfish is what's there to cause you problems. So back to you, Ann.
Okay, Ron. Wow, thank you so much. I'm thinking, because we discussed our healings, I want to say to everyone who perhaps is listening to Ron for the first time that when you first become connected again to Creation Lightship, the first healing you want to do, the most important one, is the emotional body clearing, which is on the creationlightship.com website. But perhaps we could do a sample of that, Ron, just to... I just think it's great to constantly bring up where to start and what are the most basic things to do when you get connected to Creation Lightship. Are you there?
Yep, here we are. Okay. So yeah, so this is Source Energy working with you and working through your spirit. So we're going to do an emotional clearing for people. Think of a situation that you've had maybe in the last week that caused you maybe some kind of emotional stress, trauma, anger, fear, whatever it would be, anxiety, and we'll release that. So we'll think of this one thing now. Here we go. Releasing it. I'll count to five to do so. One, two, three, four, and five. And think of another one and release that from you too. And here we go. One, two, three, four, five. And I'll do a mental clearing. This will help to get rid of some of your thoughts that you have that keep recycling. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And also mental clearing. Help also get rid of mind chatter. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay? So let's do a clearing for stress. So if you have any stress, we'll release that here. So again, think of a time that you were stressed out. One, two, four, and five. And again, one, two, two, three, four, and five. So, see how your body is doing. And if you'd like to send us an email, you can go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and give us an email for the next show coming up here, and we can answer your question. So that'd be wonderful. What else can we do with aliens here? We think we've got, 5 minutes left to go, I believe.
Okay. I would like to know if someone sees or senses a UFO, what exactly should we do?
Well, for me, I would run, don't walk, okay? So,
okay,
the first thing is about 95% of them are made here on this planet and manned by maybe your neighbor or people that you may have known or know or people that live here on this planet. So right away, they're a craft that are made here. Now, the other 5% could be a definite alien UFO. Now, remember, the technology is here to bring forth a fabrication like we see in the clouds. Are the clouds, the gray skies around the clouds, is that real or is that a hologram? Are the stars a hologram? Okay? So are UFOs a hologram too? And are they something that was brought forth from the future being brought back here to view on us, okay? So that's another way of looking at it. You know, it'd be, kind of interesting, if you lived in the future and you wanted to view a scene that you heard about maybe 500 years previous. Let's just say right now if we have that technology. You know, the aliens have it. They could have given us that, in the 1900s when they made cars, giving everybody a UFO, and then they can say, we have timelines here, and we travel on these timelines all the time. And tell you what, if you want to go watch a Civil War scene, well, I'll tell you what, just line up here at the UFO, and we'll put you on the timeline and drop you back to the Civil War. Okay, if you want to see a caveman, well, we'll do the same thing. We'll take you on a timeline going back to see you can do a little vacation on another timeline adjacent to seeing, the caveman, and we're going to visit where the dinosaurs are. And so this could actually be energies, maybe even you possibly, or if it's not you, it could be people that were into the future coming back to view us. So that's another way of looking at it. I know they have the infrared cameras, we'll say. There's stuff out of Mexico being, shown about that, showing all these, I guess it was the either the military or the police in Mexico having pictures of all these UFOs in the skies. Well, what are they really seeing, Are they seeing through a hologram or are they real? And no way to know, but they did show up. And remember, what do they want you to see? Okay, since they're mind controlling you completely, why can't they do a control medium on what you're viewing and what you're seeing? And what motion picture are you watching when you see things? So, yes, a lot of things can happen. And along with UFO appearing and people walking out of it, or beings walking out of that UFO. So it's just to be kind of sticky there. But the whole thing is, where are they? Why aren't they helping us out here? Why aren't they fixing the water and the air and everything else? And they just really probably don't care too much. That's my theory. And if the Galactic Federation was so powerful, where are they? And they always say that they can't interfere with us because we have our own choices here. But aside from that, from my standpoint, they're being controlled just like we are. And what are they getting out of selling us to other aliens? So I guess our show is kind of about over. So please send your questions to CLS Questions plural, at yahoo.com for our next program here. And hopefully we will have a wonderful evening and do some more healings. And also do healing questions, too. So back to you, Ann.
Hi. Well, thank you, Ron, for full show and a wonderful set of healings. It's five of the end of our hour here, so if you have not yet voted, please scroll down below the fast chat, click on TalkStream Live. It will bring up, you'll see Ron Amatron. Click on the green bar to the right of his name. That will bring you to another page. It will say Project Freedom. Click on that green bar, and then it will bring you right back to our fast chat. And the more we vote, the higher up we go in the numbers and the more people who are exposed to us and to Ron's wonderful healings. Thank you. It seems that we have many positive, happy people on our fast chat tonight, Ron, who really are appreciating your healings. I certainly appreciate your healings. It's about 4 minutes of the hour, and I know, you know, Bobby wants us to wind it up, but perhaps we could do a really quick mind-to-heart drop before we end, and everyone could be nice and calm and relaxed before they end their day today. Could we do a mind-to-heart drop?
Okay, 1 second here. Okay, here we go, everybody. I'm going to do a mind-to-heart drop. So we're going to count from 10 to 1 backwards, put you into your heart center, so dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And we're commanding your spirit to drop down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. So now we're in our heart center. Be very peaceful and have a negative or positive thought. So we'll sign off here. Thank you, Bobby, for allowing us to be on this wonderful program of Project Freedom Radio.
And you're quite welcome.
Yes, thank you, Bobby. And thank you, Ron, on behalf of everyone. Thank you.
I'd like to make mention to the people that are in the chat and the people out in podcasts or iTunes that are listening, that they can come to our page and they can go up to the very, very top of the page, and there's a line of things that you can click on. One is archives, past shows, and within the hour we will have Ron's show up, the one that we just are finishing now. So we'll have it there and the archives, so anybody can download it and just keep listening to it.
Okay. Hey, thank you, Bobby.
All righty. And thank you all for coming to the Project Freedom Radio. And we will see you tomorrow morning. We have our coffee break at 10 a.m. with a little bit of old-time rock and roll and some old-time chat happening right here live on Project Freedom Radio. Project Freedom Radio Network brings you quality programming, always aiming to bring the truth to its listeners by having interviews with the best heavy hitters in ufology, metaphysics, and paranormal investigations. With our open line format, we give you the opportunity to have a voice. We encourage our listeners to participate, and we welcome their opinions. PFRN, Project Freedom Radio Network, your voice on Talk Radio. Thank you.